Good morning. Well, the US market put an end to a five-day winning streak last night, and this has been partly off the back of concerns about US-China trade tensions. There have been expectations for days now we could have a 10% tariff on an additional $200 billion of goods and make their way from China to the US. But the losses really started to accelerate in the final hour of trade this morning. This is after President Trump teased that there could be an official White House announcement on the issue, and it could also include the list of products that will be hit by tariffs. Now, the market's still awaiting this official announcement by President Trump. It certainly could be a major talking point for markets as we head into the Aussie market today. So China in recent days has already warned that if there were going to be additional tariffs, it would retaliate and could also pull out from these key talks which are expected to be held with US officials in the next couple of weeks. The Dow Jones down 0.33%, the S&P 500 down about half. The big losers in overnight trade were technology stocks. So the NASDAQ fell by about 1.4%. One of the reasons for this is there have been worries that tariffs could impact their supply chains, basically lifting costs. So companies like Amazon down about 2.5%. Apple also falling quite heavily, despite some news that some of the products it sells could actually be exempt from this latest round of tariffs. It still fell by about 2%. And Boeing, which is another trade-sensitive stock, was down in the order of 1%. Outside of that trade information and trade space, we had the US dealing with Florence and flooding, the expectations of billions in damage, of course, but insurance stocks have held up very well in recent days under the circumstances. Now, the US dollar fell back in overnight trade. That generally can help commodity prices. Not so this time around. The price of oil and iron ore both down by about 0.1%. Not really stopping gains, though, from BHP and Rio, but it'll be interesting to see if this can actually rub off on our market, considering the trade sensitivities going on globally at the moment. FedEx and Oracle both out with some profit results after the close of the US markets. Both are falling short of expectations, which is why their share prices have fallen back. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a slight pullback on the open. SPY futures pointing to a drop of 5 points or 0.1%. This is no certainty, of course, and what we hear from President Trump in the next hour or two could also play a part in the direction of our market later this morning. But today we've got the Reserve Bank board minutes out, weekly consumer confidence as well. The Aussie dollar is stronger at 71.8 US.